98FM's Now That's What I Call Sport podcast.
Nathan, the Dublin Hurlers begin the Allianz Hurling League today and they don't come much tougher.
They definitely don't. They face Kilkenny later today at Nolan Park. Throw in there is at 2 p.m.
Yeah, looking forward to seeing Matty Kenny's team in action. He's been chatting to Dubs TV's Derek Ryan, firstly, about his new captain, Danny Sutcliffe.
Yeah, look, Danny has all the qualities required to be a captain of the Dublin Senior Hurlers. Great leadership and a great servant to Dublin Hurling over the last number of years. So, look, we've full faith in Danny and we're looking forward to leading us in 2020.
From a Kilkenny point of view, obviously it's the opening game in the Allianz League and the tests don't come much tougher than Kilkenny down in Kilkenny as well.
Yeah, so we're travelling down to Nolan Park and on Sunday. So look, at you know, this time of the year, the league has come in very quickly, but you know, like, you know, that's a really, really attractive opening fixture for us. Like Kilkenny, any way you play them, a daunting opposition. But going down to Nolan Park to their own backyard, you know, it's you know, they have a proud record there and they're a proud hurling county, and I'm sure they'll, you know, it'll be a good competitive game for both sides on the day.
Yeah, that's the Dublin Hurling manager, Matty Kenny. A full chat with Matty right now on Dubs TV, which you'll find on YouTube, or at Dub GAA Official on Twitter as well. Nathan, the Dublin ladies, three in a row All-Ireland champions, return, or begin, should I say, Lidl National Football League action later.
Yes, their opening game is against Tipperary. That throws in later today at Páirc Uibhurcú in Ballyboden at 2 p.m.
Yes, the manager, Mick Bowen's view, speaking to our Máire Trasaní Chealaí.
If I was in charge of Tipperary, and there wouldn't, the game I would want most would be to play the All-Ireland champions in your outing and just throw in a pitch and see where you're at. So I'm sure they're delighted, but equally, you know, we've a lot of new faces, a lot of people trying to break into our group, and you know, quite a lot of experience in the squad at this stage. So we're just delighted to be back in action and in competitive games.
You've been the hunter for so long. You finally got over the Cork hoodoo, and all of a sudden now you're not the hunter, you're the hunted. So that brings up two things. One, is that something you guys think about? And two, how do you deal with that psychology? So you're bringing these women back in now, and some of them are multiple All-Ireland champions.
Well, I suppose the answer to that is, if you look at our squad for the weekend, there'll be an awful lot of people in it who, you know, people wouldn't recognise, and new names, and that brings a freshness. So much in all, as we've girls in the squad who may have 3 or 4 All-Ireland medals, there's lots of girls in the squad who don't have any. So they don't feel particularly like they've been successful as a group. They know what they're walking into. But I think every year brings its own challenge, and everyone knows that, like, once you've parked a certain season, you move on. And ultimately, we've never gone after, genuinely, we've never gone after a medal. We've gone after a level of performance, and that makes the whole thing easier. We still don't feel we've hit the notes that we're capable of.
Now, Croke Park last night in front of just over 42,000 fans. Dublin 119, Kerry 119 on the opening night of the Allianz Football League. Nathan, an unbelievable start to the season. A repeat, of course, of last year's All-Ireland Final and All-Ireland Final replay, and it sure didn't disappoint.
It didn't. It was a cracking first half, especially with free-flowing football between two of the best sides in the country. As you mentioned there, 133 days on from their All-Ireland Final replay. Goals from David Clifford and a penalty from Dean Rock saw the boys in blue take a slender 110-19 lead at half-time. Brian Fenton played incredibly well, but Kerry were the better team for the opening stages of the second half. They led by 3 points with just 4 minutes of normal time left. That was before a late Dublin rally saw Kieran Kilkenny hand them the lead in the dying seconds. Then the controversy ensued. 6 minutes of injury time was announced, but two frees were awarded Kerry's way. Both moved forward for dissent as we approached the 10th minute of added time. David Clifford kept his cool to level things with the last kick of the game before tempers flared.
Yeah, more from that, more on that and the performance of referee Sean Herson in a second. But first, the views of the man of the match, Brian Fenton, chatting to Air Sport and 98FM's Stephen Doyle.
Yeah, it's just great to be back, I think. I think you can tell there are probably a couple of mistakes from both sides. Two of us, both teams, very lucky to get a holiday just after, you know, having gone all the way last year. So sloppy, but just great to be back. It's great enjoyment. A packed, feisty crowd there in Croke Park tonight. So it's just great to be back and delighted that we're up and running now and probably lucky to get a draw out of it. You know, having a couple of black cards, a red card, whatever, it was just end-to-end stuff, and credit to both teams and credit to the staff here in Croke Park from the pitch, so immaculate as always, so
Yeah, you kicked 4 points in that first half. Really looked sharp. Like, is that something, you know, we all know you can kick points so well, but it's something you've worked over maybe in training with Desi?
Yeah, well, I suppose we're not back long, I suppose. So it's just something you're always practicing ever since you were a kid, clipping scores. Have to say, I wasn't too active in the second half there, but very nice to get the award, and thanks very much.
In case you were wondering, Brian Fenton is a superstar. We knew that already, but coming back from the team holiday in Bali, a couple of those points last night were just unreal. And yeah, so, so good and so young. Still so many more years in blue to come for the man of the match from last night. Brian Fenton speaking there to Air Sport. Now, I spoke to both managers, Kerry's Peter Keane, in a second. But first, here's the new Dublin boss with Dublin manager Desi Farrell. Desi, your first game on the sideline as senior manager at Croke Park. A 1-19-all draw against Kerry. 40,000 crowd. What did you make of it?
Yeah, it was a highly competitive game. Great start to the National League campaign. Both teams went at it in proper fashion. And we're delighted with the result.
If you could have wished for, you know, a better test on your opening night at Croker in terms of what Kerry would bring, the crowd, the atmosphere, the game, how it went, that you had to equalise and then they equalise in the last minute, could you have kind of written down on paper more of a test than that?
No, definitely not. You're right in at the deep end with this one, and I mean, you, Kerry coming to Croke Park, we're going to be very, very competitive as they were, and just delighted with how our boys performed. We're only back 2 weeks or so, and there's plenty of work to be done for sure, but the effort tonight was fantastic from the lads.
What do you think of when Dean Rock scores that free in the 6 minute of injury time to win it? We thought, I had my report written for full time on a win, and then the referee adds 3 more minutes and Kerry equalised then literally with their last kick.
Yeah, that's the type of game it was, and it sort of, as we came into it in the last period, you know, you just got a sense it was going to go down to the wire, and that's what happened.
The referee overall, in the press box, mixed reviews of his performance. I thought the game second half was quite stop-starty. A couple of reds, a couple of black cards. I think 14 cards in total. What did you think of his performance?
Yeah, look, it's hard to comment. And to be honest, I don't really want to comment. It's a tough game now to referee. That's all I'd say. You know, there's so much going on and new rules as well. So the task is unenviable, and we'll obviously look at the tape and see how we did in terms of some of those decisions. I think there's definitely an issue around some of our discipline, and we give away a lot of free scoreable frees, and that's something we look at in the practice ground.
42,000 fans here tonight, Desi. You know, first game of the league campaign. We mentioned how fantastic the game was, but for 42,000 people to come and watch the match, a great, you know, opportunity for some of your younger players, particularly to go and play in front of that type of atmosphere.
Yeah, no, delighted for them, and that's what the league is for us, about trying to blood some new talent, and what better place to do than Croke Park in front of that type of a crowd.
And lastly, off to Mayo next weekend, Saturday, for your second game.
Yeah, another very, very competitive game for us, and we're looking forward to it.
Thanks, Ed, for your time. Safe home.
No, thank you.
With the Kerry manager, Peter Keane. Peter, did that game live up to all expectation? What a match for us to watch in the stands anyway.
Well, I suppose, look, it's a game in the month of January. We're not going to get too carried away with it, whether we won it or whether we lost it. You know, drawing it is better than losing it, and it's not as good as winning it, but, you know, good game.
You're 3 points up going into the last 6 minutes. It's all square. Dublin get a point in the 6 minute of injury time. What are you thinking then when your own team gets it free and you're looking to equalise literally in the 79th minute?
Well, the big thing for us at that point was I did feel, because look, there was a lot of substitutes and stuff around that inside in that extra time period, I felt there was going to be another kick out. So the big instruction that went in was, let's win this kick out and let's go after it.
And on the referee, mixed views in the press box on his performance. Did you have a view, particularly in the second half? The game was quite stop start, and, you know, a couple of reds and black cards and stuff.
Yeah, the boys inside were telling me there was 14 cards issued. It didn't feel like a dirty game, you know, when you think that there was 14 cards issued. Look, the referee did fine. The referees go out to do the best that they can possibly do. And look, I'm not going to criticise any referee, because look, it's a hard job at the best of times.
Peter, thanks for your time. Safe home.
Thanks, Jamie.
That's the Kerry manager, Peter Keane, and before him, Desi Farrell. More from those on 98FM.com. Very happy to welcome Dublin legend and our resident GAA expert, Charlie Rebin, back to the show for the first time in the new year. Charlie, how are you?
Good morning, Jamie.
Charlie, let's talk with the referee first. Sean Herson, a tweet from one of the many annoyed fans on Twitter read, "Well done, Sean Herson. You succeeded in making a game between the two best teams in the country all about you." And that was defeating generally. The second half particularly was so disrupted and slow. And I don't understand how, you know, with the two linesmen, the fourth official, the umpires, people in the stands, how someone else can't note down the offences on the card. The ref gives the free, flashes the yellow or the black or the red, and the game goes on.
Well, I know the two managers there couldn't really say anything, but I can. I'm not in a position where the GAA can suspend me. I thought the refereeing in the second half yesterday was bordering on being jokeable. I mean, Peter King said it there. That was a great game of football played by the two best teams in the country, and it whets the appetite for only the coming months, but the coming years, but what these teams are doing. And to have that many amount of cards being brandished yesterday evening, to me, was laughable. There was hardly a dirty tackle in the whole game. How he booked Shane Enright for Dublin's go-ahead free in the 66 minutes, or in the 76 minutes, I should say. And I'm not even sure it was a free. And he booked them. And then we had the incident with the equalising score, where James McCarthy commits a foul, and it was a foul. The Kerry guy kicks James McCarthy. The referee is 2 yards away. A bit of a dust-up ensues, and he moves the ball forward 14 yards into a much more scoreable position for David Clifford. I thought it was laughable. And you're quite right to say that there was a lot of mixed opinion. Because after the game, it was the only topic of conversation among people after a fantastic game of football, and no team deserved to lose that game. It was the most enjoyable game of football I've seen in a long, long, long time. And you're right, the conversation was all about the referee after the game. Now, I agree with Peter. It's not an easy job. There's new rule changes. There's different aspects of the game that we don't. But some of the fouling that he pulled up yesterday, I thought was laughable.
Yeah, certainly very disappointing. And of course, no referee goes out to referee the game badly on purpose. But certainly, you know, for a game like that, you would have wanted it just to be a bit more flowing. And, you know, just again, you want to be talking about what a game it was. And, you know, some of the scores from both teams were just like unbelievable. And we're coming off talking about the referee. So hopefully, you know, you would like to think in these scenarios that the referee themselves are assessed by the powers that be, and they do their own video analysis, and they realise, well, you know, maybe they need to improve their own game. Because certainly if a player was to play as badly as the referee ref some of that game last night, they'd be dropped for the next match. And, you know, unfortunately, most referees aren't held to the same account in all sports. Charlie, on the game itself, and, you know, where Dublin are, you know, second game under Desi Farrell after, of course, the opening game a couple of weeks ago too, but the first game in the league, first at Croke Park, quite a strong team that he picked as well. What did you make of the performance, how the team looked, and how we're set for, you know, more league games to come and hopefully another busy summer?
I thought it was a fantastic performance for the Dublin lads, considering they're only back a couple of weeks from their well-deserved holiday. I think that bringing in, as you said, he's going to use the National League to broaden the base of the panel, and that's what we need to happen. Consider the fact that we had 9 of our All-Ireland winning team on display. Like, when you're always going to miss the likes of Cluxton, McCaffrey, Mannion and O'Callaghan. They're principal players. They're four of the top seven players on the team out there, and they're missing. So we think Desi is in a very comfortable position going forward. Of course, he wants to bring in more players. We need to freshen the squad and keep things moving on. But I think last night, as he said, he'd be very, very happy with that result. It was a great game of football, played by two teams who played football the way football is about to be played, about going forward. No defensive setups, no people, you know, dropping back and crowding it out. It was man to man. The one thing I would be fearful of is that the GAA is sanitising the game so much now that if we keep going along the path that we're going, contact in this game is going to become redundant in years to come. It'll be a non-contact sport if we keep going down the path that we're on. We had two teams yesterday who went out of hammer and tongs, hit one another hard, didn't give out about it, just got up and got on with it. But the referee kept, there was cards here, there was cards there, there was cards everywhere. But Desi this morning will wake up, he'll be very happy. He knows he's got a hell of a game next weekend in Mayo, because Mayo went to Donegal yesterday and got a fair result against Donegal. So we're up against it again, and this the National Football League is probably nearly a better competition now than the Championship, because it's the top 8 teams in the country playing against one another week in, week out, and we're really, really seeing great, great quality games.
Great. So Charlie Rabbit, as always, thanks a million. Speak to you soon.
Salam.
98FM's Now That's What I Call Sport.
Back live this Sunday morning from 9.
98FM.